Hello and welcome to the Guelph Politicast. I'm Adam A. Donaldson of Guelph Politico. If this is your first time listening to the Guelph Politicast, welcome. Guelph Politicast is an interview show where I talk to politicians, activists, and people of note making a difference, or are just making life in the Royal City more interesting. For previous episodes of the Guelph Politicast, you can find them on the Guelph Politicast channel, on Podbean, or you can subscribe through iTunes. Today I talk to Susan Ratcliffe, the Artistic Director of Eden Mills Writers Festival. The festival is approaching nearly three decades of engaging readers of all ages and types, and it remains an important appointment on any calendar for book lovers and authors. We'll talk about how the love of books endures in this digital age, and why the Eden Mills Writers Festival endures on this week's Guelph Politicast. But first, my usual public service announcement. Guelph Politico is crowdfunded through Patreon, where you can contribute on a per-monthly basis of any amount you feel comfortable using PayPal or your credit card, and all the money goes to maintaining a locally sourced independent media outlet in Guelph called Guelph Politico. Through your generous donations, you'll be paying to keep the Politicast going, as well as regular coverage of city council and politics in and around and concerning the Royal City. For more details, click on the giant orange P on the right-hand side of the Guelph Politico page, or go to patreon.com/guelphpolitico. And now on with the show. The Eden Mills Writers Festival started in 1989 on the steps outside the general store in a small village of 350 just east of Guelph. At the time, it was meant as a book launch for award-winning local author Leon Rook, who invited some of his friends to take part. Of course, the friends he invited were luminaries of Canadian literature like Rohan Minstry, Michael Ondaatje, Jane Urquhart, and Linda Spaulding. But gathered all in one place, the impromptu PR event became something bigger. The Eden Mills Writers Festival. 27 years later, the festival is still as quaint and as humble as its origins. Not only is Eden Mills as small and charming as it's always been, thanks to its dedication to carbon neutrality and being something of a cell phone dead zone, but the staff itself, with the exception of one part-time staff member, is still a majority volunteer affair, which is not bad for a festival dedicated to physical books and those that write them. Indeed, it's a great time to be a book lover as Eden Mills launches what I call a trilogy of book lover events this fall, including the Book Bash and the annual Friends of the Guelph Public Library used book sale. Susan Ratcliffe and I talk about how books endure in this era of smartphones and tablets, and we also talk about how the Eden Mills Writers Festival endures as a place for new writers to get noticed and a place for established authors to find new fans. And on top of that, we obviously discuss what you can expect from this year's festivities, including an appearance by a certain Prime Minister's brother. So I caught up with Susan Ratcliffe last week in downtown Guelph. So Susan Ratcliffe, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
And we are in the process of the final sort of countdown to the Eden Mills Writers Festival, and it's been over 30 years, I think, hasn't it?
This is our 28th.
Only 28?
Only 28. At this point, it feels like 35, but that's because there's a week to go.
Have you been involved in the festival for that long?
No. I think 1997, I started as a volunteer ticket taker on the gate.
Oh. So, almost 20 years for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, and then, so you've sort of risen through the ranks, and I think one of the things people don't understand is this is an all volunteer-driven affair. This isn't something with paid staff,
we have one paid manager,
right,
and a part-time writer.
But overall, this is an entire volunteer effort, which is something of an oddity when it comes to these kinds of huge festivals.
Yes.
How does the festival manage that? I mean, volunteers, you know, come and go. There's time commitments, time's always an issue, and usually the way you sort of even that out is, remunerance, payments.
Yeah.
So how does the festival endure as a majority volunteer effort, 99%?
Well, because it started out and was volunteer right up till 3 years ago when we got a special grant to hire a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And our board members, like me, have largely been with the board or with the festival for pretty well as long as I have. Fortunately, we have some new people. We have a wonderful new volunteer coordinator this year who coincidentally is taking the volunteer management course.
Mm.
So he has new ideas. We have a forget her title, but Melanie Carlett Stewart from the U of G, who's a special social media librarian.
Okay.
She's given us a whole marketing plan that's new, and she's volunteered too. So we've been fortunate to get kind of new people in, but we've got a core on the board. And of course, because the village of Eden Mills is small, 350, the people who live there help.
Right.
And so we get a large part of our volunteers from the village for setting up things like that.
It's their chance to shine.
Yeah, yeah. And then we get the people from Guelph who come for that day.
Right.
You know, taking tickets at the gate and driving the golf carts and all that kind of thing.
It's an interesting history because when you go on the website and you read how it began, it was like a spontaneous event. It was someone suggested to Leon Rook, who's an award-winning author, that he should have this launch for his new book on his front porch, and invited writers,
a few people,
but some major Canadian authors, and then I guess at the end of the day they said, let's make this a festival.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in terms of how you get from there to here, it seems like, I don't know what the word is for how the festival sort of has evolved in almost three decades, but it's almost like serendipity, that it seems like fate has been on this festival's side, because it's all volunteer driven, it happened by accident, but it's a major, major literary festival that just, you know, happens in this very small town.
Well, we've kept the tradition of the outdoor readings.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of festivals, I don't know if you've read or looked at or been to any other festivals. Let's take Kingston, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They have two authors in 1 hour and a moderator. And you pay for each session. So it's like an interview of authors.
Right.
We've kept ours. First of all, it's totally Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the Toronto or any others, we don't have Americans or anybody from anywhere else.
You're not going to see Stephen King at
any. No, you're not. No. And so we keep it outdoors, and we call it a literary picnic because you're in people's backyards.
Literally.
So that's unique too.
Yeah.
I went to a meeting of all the festival directors across Canada. I was the only volunteer board chair then. But they were amazed that we managed to keep it all outdoors. Well, now we have a building, which I can tell you about later, but the funniest line was when we had to tell about the festival, and they said, well, we have to arrange that there's no shooting on the Eden Mills weekend. What? Because the Eden Mills Gun Club shoots. And so that's kind of disconcert some of our patrons who used to.
Yeah.
So now we have an agreement with the gun club. They won't shoot on the Eden Mills weekend. So that shows you that we've kept that tradition of the outdoor reading that Leon started. And Leon will be at the festival this year. He's 80-something years old, launching a new book. So he has come every year, and he's well-respected in the literary community. So that's part of it, too.
It is literally in his backyard, so.
Yes.
One of the things I think is fascinating about just sort of the way the book business has gone in the last several years, it seems to have become, I don't want to say for certain, you know, knock wood, but it sort of has become impervious to the technology. Like, e-book sales have plateaued. There are still these tremendous festivals. Some book launches are still an occasion. Why do you think books have endured, at least in their physical form, and everything else in the world is digital?
People like the object. I mentioned I work part-time in the library.
Yeah.
And I was an English teacher, but people like holding that object and reading it and flipping back and forth in it. I know you can do that on here, but you don't have this.
You're pointing
sense
to your iPad.
My iPad, sorry. Because people don't have the sense of holding an object. Maybe it's just tradition that they stick to it. And so they like to have books, they like to put them in their library. But we find that at least in the library surveys, young people don't read books on an e-reader.
Mm.
But seniors and people who travel like to have books on an e-reader. So they use it for a different purpose.
Which is an inversion to the way these technologies go. Usually it's the young people with the device and the older people with you know, what they're used to, whether it's a book or a newspaper.
That's right, yeah.
It's just there's something so, I don't know what it is, but, you know, here in Guelph in particular, we, of course, have suffered the loss of the daily newspaper this year. And, of course, that's one of the things you're talking about. That's one of the things I like about newspapers, like having the thing in your hand.
Me too.
But it just, you know, it you know, makes me think, you know, books are impervious to these trends, it seems, and continue to be impervious.
Yeah. And we hope that our independent bookstore, The Bookshelf, who are our partners, also can continue, that people will continue to support them. Because they are in Guelph, I think, a very important factor in reading and the culture of the arts and books, I think. So we value them. They sell our books at the festival, and that they're really good to us.
Well, having said all that, I mean, there is something old-fashioned about Eden Mills, you know. I mean, and it's not just the books. I mean, maybe it's the small-town vibe of Eden Mills. It's all on the main street, and you sit on the grass and listen
to people
read.
And your cell phone will not work in Eden Mills.
Is that right?
That's right. That's right. People's cell phones die, so it's like Brigadoon, you know. That merges every September live, but people, we don't have machines to take debit or anything because it don't work.
Cash business.
Yes.
But the flip side of it is you still need to work the technology. And we were talking before about, you know, social media, getting out there on social media, Facebook posts, Eden Mills, Writers Festival has a Facebook page, of course, a website. How is the technology affecting, at least how you organize the festival, because clearly that can't affect the festival when it's on.
And actually, our new volunteer coordinator, Jeff, he has gotten a few new volunteers by postings at the university and postings at the Volunteer Center website. So he's been good at that, and they fill in the form, and that saves us, you know, walking around, I guess, trying to get volunteers. And things like the Publisher's Way, we have people selling their books. They apply online, they fill in the form online. And the other benefit to us is, like Hillside, selling tickets online in advance. Because that guarantees if it's raining. then we still have an audience, so you build up the tradition like Hillside of whatever the weather, people come. So those are the things I can think of, and we hope to reach a younger audience to come to the festival as well by using those techniques through social media.
Out of curiosity, do you keep track of when it rains for a festival? Like, you can look back and say, okay, there's been 17 sunnies and 10 rains or whatever.
In the history of the festival, it's 4 or 5 rainy days.
Oh, that's not bad.
We used to tell people, plan to get married on Eden Mills weekend because it will be nice weather. So we hope the heat lifts and everything's fine.
A lot of us are hoping the
because
heat lifts.
Because it's outdoors. Because if it rains, people are sitting on, we give them garbage bags to sit on.
But also if it's too hot or it's, you know, that has an equal effect, because as we've learned, Eden Mills is technology neutral.
Yes.
Also carbon neutral. I wanted to make a pretty big point of that. I mean, Hillside gets a lot of credit for, you know, it being green, with having the water truck there and having reusable dishes. But Eden Mills itself is carbon neutral.
That's the village.
Yeah, the village.
Yeah, and they, led by Charles Simon, who's an architect, who lives at the corner in the old mill that's building, and his building is, his house is carbon neutral, and he spearheaded that initiative. It's difficult in Eden Mills because there's nothing like a store where you can buy stuff.
Right.
So, but they got a bicycle path into Rockwood and into Guelph on the old radial railway line. So they were working at it, and the community hall is now got all solar panels and that kind of thing. So we support that by, we have bicycle bicycles that take the dishes to Camp Edgewood and they wash them and bring them back. And we have the water tanker supplied by Gulf Aramasa Township. So we followed Hillside. We started followed Hillside's example in doing that.
And of course, buses to and from.
Yeah,
well.
We've always had shuttle buses. We would like to move to charging for parking, but we don't yet. Mainly because we need a lot of volunteers to collect the money. So it's a hard thing to manage is paid parking.
Absolutely. It's a lesson all over, I think. In terms of organizing the festival, what's the biggest logistical thing you have to do in a year, or you know, a couple of things? You know, what are some of the challenges in bringing all this together? Because it does seem like a tremendous job.
Well, we have to. Now I'm the artistic director instead of the chair, so now it's up to me to get the authors.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start back in December, and it's hard to anticipate
right. What
will be the books that people would like to hear. Our rule is that they've been published in a year, 1 year before.
Mm-hmm.
And we also like to have a big event at the university so that we're partnering. This year we lucked out Sasha Trudeau as publishing a new book. And then we found out
I hear his brother's in politics.
Yes, he may drop in. Should we spread the rumor?
Why not?
And then we found out a Canadian author nominated for the Man Booker Award, Madeline Tian, has just published a novel about China. She lived in China, so the two together make a nice panel discussion. Yeah. So it's a matter of reading all the reviews and anticipating who's coming out with what. And then, of course, we're competing with other festivals for people to, authors to come if they're in Saskatoon or if they're going to Kingston, we try to partner, which is 2 weeks later. So that's a big challenge because our sites pretty well stay the same and we know what steps to take to organize the festival.
Do you ever get suggestions like you should bring in so and so?
Oh yeah, people tend to say Stephen King.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. And I patiently point out that we are promoting Canadian authors, and we try to have local authors.
Mm-hmm.
And the Poetry Slam, for example, has been popular for 7 or 8 years. And now we've added Vulcamus Press. You know Jeremy Lucco?
Yes. Well, I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
So he's bringing 4 authors. He organizes that hour. So we try to also promote local authors as well as generally Canadian authors.
And of course, he has his own event a couple of weeks after Eden Mills.
I know, yeah. And that's fine. That's fine.
It's almost like a trilogy of book events in the fall. You have Eden Mills, we have Book Bash. And then there's the Friends of the Guelph Public Library sale.
Yes.
I've been thinking about that trilogy as like a podcast trilogy, so we'll see what happens there.
That's true.
you mentioned the local authors. I imagine this is also pretty big for new authors. There are a lot of new authors coming to the festival. As well. A lot of people with their first books. How is Eden Mills important to those kind of authors?
Well, because we have 2 contests. One is called the Fringe and one's the Literary Contest.
Mm-hmm.
So the Literary Contest gives cash prizes and they can read if they're around. That's Canada-wide. But the Fringe allows people to compete and they're judged by authors.
Mm-hmm.
And they read with the other authors. So we've had several authors from the Fringe go on to become published authors.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have the MFA students, the Master of Fine Arts in Literature, which was started, the course was started at the university by Connie Rook, Leon's wife.
Yes.
And so the MFA students read. We usually have 5 to 7 authors. And so they are also looking for an audience for their work. And so we've had, for example, 2 of the poets this year are Liz Howard and Soraya Pirbaya, are now Griffin Poetry winners, and they were MFA students who read at the festival, and one was a fringe reader. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping to promote that. And we have, it's not on the following Monday this year, it's the week later, the 100 Story Wood, which is four of our authors work with for a whole day with high school students on writing. And they each meet the authors, they get to talk to them, they write for them. So that's to also encourage young people to be interested in writing, whether they do it for themselves or want to be writers, something like that, you know.
Right.
So we're working on promoting writing as well as promoting published authors.
So there's a professional development quota to it as well.
Or amateur development, one or the other.
Depends on your luck, I guess. What do you hope people take away with when they come to the Eden Mills Writers Festival? Is it just like you hope they come away with like maybe some good books that they have not you know, encountered, or is there inspiration? You know, because we're talking about that that development as well. The, you know, for the writers themselves to take the plunge and become published authors. And, you know, is it? What am I not thinking of?
It's kind of like Hillside in that respect. Because Hillside has a tradition of introducing bands that people might not have heard of. And so because they anticipate the coming stars, I guess, we hope people will come and sit down on the grass and listen to someone they've never heard of and say, wow, I like that, and I'll buy the book. Because ultimately authors need to... they don't subsist on the little bit they get from us through the Canada Council, but it's a vehicle for them to sell their books, make people aware of them. And in Canada, that's important because there are very few authors who make their living through writing books.
Yeah.
They just don't. A big run is 10,000 books, and they're not going to make a lot of money unless they win a big prize. And so we want people to say, oh, I read Joseph Boyden's book last year, and now he's got another book, so I'll buy that, too. So that's one of our purposes. And we want to do it for Canada, Canadian writers. The others, you know, they've got big publicity budgets. And that also keeps the publishers going, right?
Right.
Because a lot of publishers have folded or gone into big publishing houses or been bought up.
Right.
So that's an industry, a big industry in Canada that provides employment and income, and you know, you know how hard it is to make money writing.
I do. Thank you.
The Merck didn't pay much, did it?
Yep. Thank you for pointing that out. I don't think about that every day. Well, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what to look forward to at this year's festival in terms of, you know, we've talked about Alexandra Trudeau coming, but I mean, I think people know his name, but, authors people may not be aware of. Who's coming to Eden Mills this year, and who can people look forward to hearing from?
I would like to encourage people to come on Thursday night to our gala when we have a nice combination of local and East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
So Nicholas Radek, whom you've no doubt heard of from Guelph, a
local
physician.
Yep.
Yeah. And his second book is coming out, third book is coming out, called Night Ambulance. And he was nominated for the Times of London Short Story Award. So on Thursday night he's going to read his story, his nominated story. And also we have Sarah Meehan from the East Coast. And her book is called When the Saints. Her book is called When the Saints. And she was nominated for the Stephen Leacock Award for Humor. So here we have someone from the East Coast coming, and our local, you know, sort of prize. And if nobody's heard Nicholas read before, I hope they'll read his books because he's really quite funny. So that's a nice balance. And then we have a series of poets in our beautiful new building that we now own called Rivermead. And so we have poets that, as I mentioned, have won the Gift Griffin Prize, the $100,000 award in Canadian poetry.
Right.
And we have poets who are known in the past for their body of work, like Phil Hall.
Mm.
And so we'd like people to know about poets. We think that's an important thing. And we have someone, if I ask you, do you know who Maureen Jennings is? What would you say?
The name's familiar, but I can't place it at the moment.
So she wrote the Murdoch Mysteries.
Ah, yes.
So she is
very
coming.
Popular when that comes to town. When
and our
here.
Questions on Facebook have been, is, what's his name, the actor?
Murdoch. Let's
yeah,
call him Murdoch.
Is he coming too? So that's the mystery, and also paired with him is Steve Burrows, who right. writes mysteries about a bird watcher. So that's a Canadian writer that's written four books, his new book's out. And so you get the pairing of the mysteries. So we think that's a... And we'd like her to get be known by her name, not just by the Murdoch Mysteries. For the people who've seen it filmed on Douglas Street here in Guelph. Yeah. So I could talk to you about a lot of them, but that's... We have about 40, and... I should not forget, too, there are authors for children,
right.
8 children's authors, and 6 young adult authors. Mm-hmm. So we also try to appeal to the younger people, or the children and the young people, who have their own set of Canadian authors as well.
That's a big new market.
It is, yeah. So they're listed also on our website and in the program when it's published next week. Yes.
Poetry's huge in Guelph. I mean, the Poetry Slam is an occasion every month.
It is.
It's really quite interesting to see that grow.
Yeah, and Beth Ann Fisher, who's sort of started with that group, mm-hmm. she will be the MC. And they're okay. very popular. Every
yes.
year we present it, and the people come and like to sit and listen to them. And I think it's amazing what they do. Just
yeah.
amazing. And now they're... This year they're having the Canada-wide competition here. I could check that. Yeah, so they've grown from nothing.
Yeah.
To, and that's poetry that people come to the Albion for. And for Eden Mills, it's very popular.
Absolutely. Well, maybe to bring this full circle, you have been involved since 1997 as a ticket taker. You are now artistic director. What keeps you coming back to Eden Mills? What keeps you engaged?
I love the village. I love that it's outdoors on the banks of the Aramasa. I like the feeling of it. There's not many festivals where you can listen to an author read, then walk down the street with that author
mm-hmm.
and chat away, and people do that. And then the author sits down in front of... Jenny's Place, our green room for authors, and people can come and get their books signed and buy a book. So it's that feeling when I stand on the porch there and look out at the people gathered, or when we've got our town crier parade and mm-hmm. people are gathered around, I think this is pretty special. It's pretty special. And to be part of it with everyone else, it's incredible. Eden Mills is an incredible village
mm.
for fostering the arts. Not just Leon Rook, but many, many young, many, many authors have come from there, and artists, and it's for a tiny village.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place out of time, really.
Yes, it is.
It is. Not just that for some reason the magic turns off the cell phone. Into the village. So that's why I've continued, because I just enjoy that, the day when it all comes to fruition. As long as it's not raining. Try not to look at the weather for the next 2 weeks.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea or a bad idea, but... if anybody is interested in getting involved or helping out this year or any time with the Mills Writers Festival, how can they do that?
I go to emwf.ca, and you'll see the opportunity to volunteer. There's phone numbers. It links to our online tickets if you want to buy tickets, or you can buy them at the bookshelf. There's shuttle buses run from the university and from in front of the Sleeman Center. So you need to get on the bus and come down. We have a food court. You can have lunch. And we have an open book patio. You can have a drink outside. Actually, at the mill, on the porch of the mill this year.
Nice.
So everything will be on the website or on our Facebook page if you're interested in any of that kind of thing. It's a little late to be an author reading now. You have to contact me back in January if you're interested in that.
Well, there's always next year.
Yep.
But we still have this year to look forward to.
Yes, we do.
Susan Radcliffe, I will let you get back to that planning process. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
And once again, that was Susan Radcliffe, the Artistic Director of the Eden Mills Writers' Festival, which takes place on Sunday, September 18th, with events leading up to it on Friday and Saturday. For all the details, you can go to the festival's website at emwritersfestival.wordpress.com, facebook.com/EdenMillsWF, and you can also follow them on Twitter at EMWF. You can also get advance tickets for the festival and its associated events at emwftix, that's tix.ca. And that's it for this week's edition of the Guelph Politicast. The music for the Guelph Politicast comes from KPM Classics and Sid Dale. The host for the Guelph Politicast is Podbean. Go to guelphpoliticast.podbean.com to listen to past episodes, and while you're there, you can also listen to Open Source's Guelph. If you missed last Thursday's episode on CFRU, you can download it via the Politicast channel on Podbean. You can get in touch with me at adamadonaldson@gmail.com. That's my email address. Or you can get to me through Twitter at adamadonaldson. You can also go to the Guelph Politico Facebook page at facebook.com/politicoguelph. And of course, you can donate to the Guelph Politico Patreon at patreon.com/guelphpolitico. If you like locally sourced independent media in the city of Guelph, please consider donating, and thank you to everyone who has donated and continues to donate to the cause of Guelph Politico. For all the latest political news, check out guelphpolitico.blogspot.ca, where we'll have a new episode of the Guelph Politicast for you shortly, and until then, see you next time.